Good evening, everybody. Who's here to meet with Jesus tonight? Me too. Why don't we all just close our eyes now and just focus on him? The only thing I think about tonight is I have the word in my head, encounter. And I really feel tonight like God wants to encounter with each and every single one of us. You know, you've made it this far. You've drew near to God. And now he wants to draw very near to you tonight. During the worship and when we hear a preach later, God's going to speak to each and every person here. And if you want to encounter God, if you want to be open to him in your heart tonight, and you want to receive from him, then he wants to meet with you. He wants to encounter with each and every one of his children tonight because he absolutely loves us. And you know, no matter what you might be going through at this point in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter what storm you may feel like you might be in, at school or at home or at work or in family or whatever it is, there's a peace for you in Jesus tonight. Not because of this church, but because of Jesus Christ, and that's all. He wants to shine his light up on your situation tonight and give you that peace despite the circumstances. The circumstances might stay the same, but you will feel different. You will be above it when you walk out of here tonight because God wants to encounter with you. So, Lord, I just pray tonight for each and every person here that you would meet with us. For whatever it is that we need, whatever each and everybody's going through, good, bad, whatever, Lord, would you meet all of our needs tonight? And, Lord Jesus, we absolutely need you. We absolutely love you. Come and bless us tonight, Lord. But, Lord, we worship you tonight as well. We absolutely worship you, Lord. We focus on you now, Jesus. You know, for a moment, why don't you just take your eyes off that situation, off that storm that you're in, and look up to him, because he's where our help comes from. And as we just continue to worship him, you know, just put that to one side for a moment and look at Jesus, and he's the answer to everything. So shall we continue to worship him? Hallelujah. Give Jesus a massive round of applause. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory to you, Lord, for everything you've done and everything you're going to do in our life tonight and every day. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't he so awesome? Isn't he so awesome? Hallelujah. You can take your seats. I hope you enjoyed the worship tonight. So as you know, we're running this series on these Sunday nights called 12 Angry Men. And not only is it about some of the leadership, it's about the 12 sons of Jacob from the Old Testament and what their names meant. All their names mean something really significant, actually. So we had a look at what they mean, and we're going to do a preaching series on that. I think this is the fourth week now we've been doing this on the Sunday nights. And tonight we're looking at the name Reuben. It is Reuben, isn't it? Judah.